The Wizard of Oz is not just a charming children's book or a highly entertaining film.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Within the storyline of this wonderfully simple tale, the author gave us one of the greatest resources for personal transformation ever written. I'm Richard Dugan. Join me this Saturday as we return to the Yellow Brick Road with my guest, John A. Tomiazzo.
We're off to see...
That's Tell Me Your Story this Saturday at 3 p.m.
Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Quiet and blue like the sky, I'm hung over you.
And welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. Email me at Bruce at Salin. That's BruceNSalin.com. And you can listen or download any of my shows, including this one, at BruceSalin.com. Please like my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salin, and follow my new website, Boomer Tech Talk, also on Twitter at Boomer Tech Talk, and visit my website anytime for any of my information, updates, columns, and more at BruceSalin.com. I have Lauren Kessler still with us, and I need to ask her a question. Lauren, are you still there?
I am here.
Okay. You gave us some extraordinary information about the development, or maybe I should say lack of development, of the brain in teenagers and how long it takes. Good information, but what are we supposed to do about it and do with it?
Aside from take a vacation from your family for 7 or 8 years, you mean?
That's what my mother used to say.
Yeah. Okay, so I have three suggestions. One is sleep. That is, your teenager and his or her brain actually needs more sleep than you do, 9.5 hours. We haven't talked about what chronic sleep deprivation, which is what most teens suffer from, does to the brain, but it's not good. So possibly, it's probably a 9 out of 10 chance that your teen is chronically sleep deprived. 9.5 hours, try and enforce that.
Wow, good, thank you. I'm going to do that right away.
Second is repetition. You know, tell them that you're going to tell them. Tell them that you told them. They will roll their eyes. They will, you know, snap back at you. But, you know, when they don't do something, whether it's a chore or handing in homework or whatever, it may not be that they're lazy. It may not be that they have attitude. It may be that there's so much static up there in the brain that it's just not getting through. So repeat. And don't be put off when they yell at you for repeating.
I might add, and we have to hurry up, I might add that the part of this goes along with my mantra that you being the best parent means you may not be their best friend at a given time.
That's absolutely true.
Please, because we're short on time, quickly tell us the third one.
The third one is don't react with your own lizard brain when they react with their lizard brain. It's very easy to get sucked into the drama, to have a shouting match. When they explode, you explode back. Remember who the grown-up is.
I've never done that.
So remember who the grown-up is. Remember that you actually have a functioning prefrontal cortex, and they don't.
Well, my wife would disagree with you, but at least as far as I'm concerned. But I get the point. Lauren, we're out of time. I will hopefully see you this weekend. And again, please, listeners, go to Vroman's in Pasadena at 1 o'clock if you want to both meet Lauren and buy and purchase her book, which you should. Buy and purchase. How you like that?
That's good.
Okay. Lauren, next time I hope to see you this weekend. Today we spoke about the relatively new phenomena of parents living their lives through their children. Not a good thing. We also had special guest Lauren Kessler talking about the teen brain. Tune in next week to the Bruce Salin Show when the subject will be the middle school syndrome. Very interesting. Questions of any nature can be sent to me at Bruce@BruceSalin.com. I want to thank my support team, Richard Dugan, my cheerleader, Les Carroll, the happy grandpa, and Dylan Haley, and the Santa Barbara News Press for giving me this opportunity. Thanks again for joining us. Please remember, be the best dad or mom you could be. Bye for now.